Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Can world leaders clarify their stance on what to do about ISIS, or will the Syrian civil war continue to be a place to take potshots from the air on places like Raqqa in Syria, where ISIS claims to have its capital city? French President François Hollande arrives in Washington tomorrow for what is shaping up to be a crucial meeting with President Obama that might reveal some clues. Laura Haim is White House correspondent for Canal Plus, a French television channel. She says Hollande believes President Obama has to do something dramatic and now in the fight against ISIS.
He really wants something to change. I think he feels that there's something which is not working. And he wants to make sure that together, the most important countries in the world are going to be united, build up a coalition, and try to do something new about ISIS in Syria, in Iraq, and all over the world.
Is he going to publicly take a stand for a coalition invasion of Syria?
I don't think so, but it has to be seen. I don't like to speak about something which is so fluctuant at this moment. That definitely, according to the people I spoke with, want to have more resources to fight ISIS. What does it mean? It means more strikes, precise strikes against terrorists in Syria and maybe in Iraq and all over again, dismantle the cells, a full cooperation with the intelligence agencies all over the world. Now, the question, and that's a legitimate question that people all over the world in the Western world have at this moment, is it enough? Can you win a war with no ground troops on the soil? And this is a very sensitive issue for the French because we are not structured in the way the American army is. But you have a lot of people now who are trying to say we have to do something to prevent other attacks. Europe, France, Italy, Germany, Belgium, they are the targets. And it's quite interesting to see the level in the United States of fear. Oh my God, it could happen. We don't know when, but it's going to happen. I think and I hope, I don't like to say that, but I'm going to say that anyway. Europe is the prime target. The people who attacked France, they were coming from Syria, but they were French. The cells in Europe are with people who are born in Europe, who have been raised in Europe, who are going for a few months in Syria, but they come back to their own countries to do something against their homeland. At this moment, Europe is at war. France is at war. The French Prime Minister said it 2 days ago. The French President is repeating it. This is a war in Europe. And in this element in mind, the French President is coming to the United States to see how the United States want to help France at war.
Would Hollande ask the United States to help pay for the resources to actually deal with this radicalization that's taking place? I mean, it's not like the invasion is you're waiting for it from ISIS. It's already there. The people who will attack in France and Belgium and in these other countries in Europe are already on the ground.
Yes, and nobody knows how to stop that because it's going to take a generation, even two generations. It's going to, it's fascinating in a journalistic way, and I had to say that, but it's really interesting to see how those people are fully radicalized. It's the same story over and over again, and it's not a problem which is going to be taken care of in 2 months. When you have been radicalized, you're radicalized when you're 12 or 13 years old or 14 years old. Why? Because there's no job where you live. You feel completely rejected because you have an Arabic name. And you're tempted by drugs. So maybe one day you're arrested, you go to prison, and then you meet someone and he's telling you that through religion, there's a better life. And then you go to a mosque. And you meet someone in a mosque who is completely radicalized, who is sent by ISIS or by other people to choose young people. And the radicalization begins. And then with the internet, they get in touch with you and you feel that you have a family which understands you and they manage your mind to make sure that you're leaving for Syria. And then in Syria, you have the training camps and then they send you back. So it's going to take a lot of thinking from François Hollande to fight that and have a solution.
What if President Obama says, well, this is your problem, the radicalization, we'll help with the airstrikes, but there's not much we can do about the radicalization. You've let that happen to yourself.
I don't know what's going to happen, and I don't know what's going to happen if when there's an attack in the United States, because according to our sources, it's difficult for them to come here. But with, again, the internet, they have cells. They have cells who want to strike the United States or the symbol of the United States. So I don't know what the president is going to decide. You know, when you speak to the French people and when you go to France and when you have dinner with the French people and you know how the dinners in France are passionate, we have political discussion from 8 o'clock in the evening to 1 o'clock in the morning. In the discussion, each time I'm going there in the past year, I always had to answer to this question. Why does Obama didn't put ground troops in Syria? Now it's too late. And people in France loved President Obama. I mean, in 2008 and even in 2012, 80% of the French wanted Obama as the president and he was extremely popular. Now, in the past 3 years, people are, what's happening with Obama? Why he didn't go to Syria? Does he understand how it's bad? And especially the intellectual people of France are really now criticizing the president for his lack of helping Hollande 3 years ago when Hollande wanted to go to Syria.
Laura Haim is the White House correspondent for the French cable television channel Canal Plus. Thank you so much, Laura.
You're welcome.